Lift up your hands everywhere you are. This is not the right time to sleep. Standing everywhere you are. I perceive there is something the Lord wants to drop right now. He wants to drop something on somebody. Will you lift your hands? I see a release. That's right. Just like the theme of our year, I see something being released for somebody. I see a release, something tied down, just about to be released. Then I see a recovery, something that was lost about to be returned. Then I see a multiplication, a grace, an ability, something you have is about to be multiplied, a wisdom, an anointing, a gifting is about to multiply. That's right, it's already happening. Lift your hands high. There is a moment where you are just accurately sensitive. Like Elisha, if you see me when I'm taking, it's a catch up moment. Lift the hands high. A mantle is about to drop. Something is about to be released. Especially for someone who came from outside the country. Lift your hands high. And maintain quietness if you can. Whisper that name, Jesus. Father, let that release happen. That's right. Lady Hansa, maintain quietness everywhere. Maintain quietness everywhere. Everywhere you are, whisper that name, Jesus. Receive, yes. Receive the release. 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 Receive. Receive the release. 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 Receive. Receive the release. Receive the release. Receive. Receive the release. Receive the release. Liberate si calabaradasha. Receive the release. Receive the release. Receive the release. Receive.
Of Shire, he's the lily of the valley. Shatoto lavadagada yadadadash. Let the red is ala la la rose. Let the zeri dagada yadadadadadadadadadadad. Jatora tatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatat
Fresh fire on your life and fresh fire on your country of Zambia. Fresh brand new organs. Every system, kidneys, livers, organs. Where are you from? Ghana, come. Ghana. I was going to ask you, are you from Ghana? Share total alive. Fresh fire throughout Ghana, northern part. Lift your hands. This is a season for recovery. You are aware you came here tonight asking God, Lord, I want it back. I want it back. I want that grace back, that thing I used to feel, that thing I used to experience. Father, who is that person? Let the release, let the recovery, the mantle for recovery fall now. Take it. That's right. Everywhere. It's coming back. Take it back. Take it back.
Oh. Ooh.
Take it back. All the way on the second gallery. Receive it back.
It's your hand.
And somebody's oil is multiplying. Grace is increasing. Evangelistic grace, apostolic grace. It's multiplying. Lift your hands high. Get set and receive the multiplication.
And when you are there,
lift your hands high.
Alright, lift up your hands up.
Everyone lift up your two hands. Whatever it is that pertains to you at this hour, you are asking the Lord, I receive it. Whatever pertains to me at this hour, whatever has been packaged for me at this hour.
I prayed for you before.
When was?
No. Before now.
But I have prayed with you personally before. Lift your hands. I fight on your behalf idol altars, ancestral shrines, powers of strong native doctors. Today is their end. In your life and in your family. In Jesus' precious name. Every arrows and projections on your life and destiny from the Nsukka area.
Fire!
It is set on fire! You are set free. Every altar, every shrine from that area, from that territory, its power is set on fire. the area where the man who was testifying is talking, was talking about. The arrows, the altar, Nogwezike, Soka area. Yoke is broken. Are you from there? In that area too? He told you. All right. It's set on fire. Stand up on your face still. All right. Lift your hands. Congratulations. Fire! Jikoko, lift your hands high. Mashatata. Idol altars and shrines set on fire. Now everyone here today who is a victim, a victim of such shrines, a victim of such altars, a victim of such shrines, a victim of such altars, a victim of such powers, a victim of such influence, today they are set on fire. Incredible.
He's one of the posted
right now. Lift your hands high. Right now, water altar. Fire! Shida galaya daya daya la 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 la. It's set on fire right now. Set on fire right now. Set on fire right now. Every manipulation from the marine world, every manipulation from the occultic realms, they are set on fire now. Set on fire now. Set on fire now. Set on fire! Lift your hands up. Authority over spiritual relationships. Your tenure expires. Your hands high. Right now, you are going to tell the Lord, what you have for me, release it on me now. Say to God, say, Father, what you have for me today, release it for me now. Lift your hands. Whether you are being owed or you are owing, the yoke is broken. Did you hear what I said? Whether you are being owed or you are owing, the yoke is broken. The delay of release is over. Snail speed is arrested. work of witchcraft and bitterness and envy. There are people who say, but I don't even have anything. What are they envying me for? It's because of where you are going. Fire!
The Holy Ghost.
Lift your two hands up and you are going to receive what is here for you today. The spirit of the dead. Masquerade spirit. Today is the end of it. Ancestral spirits. Free, 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 free. Help out there. Shida ya 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 badaya la 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 ha da 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 da. Le perete sita la ya da ya la 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 la. Stand up. The demonic spirit that wants to stand between you and your marriage, today it is broken. Today it is broken. I set you free from every demonic spirit interfering in your marital relationship. You want to sleep and then another person sleeps between you and your husband. Fire! You are free. You are free. You are free. Spirit children arrested. Spirit children arrested. Spirit husband arrested. Lift your hands high and shut it. I bring you out of that demonic hut where the enemy kept you. That demonic hut. That ancient shrine. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. What God has for you today, you're going to receive it now. At the count of three, you scream, "I receive," and you place your hand on your head. See, there's something is dropping for you. It's your hands high. I decree that you receive now what God has in store for you. Receive now what God has in store for you. Receive now what God has in store for you. I am seeing a child that needs a brain transplant, like needs a new brain. Somebody's child born with a brain deficiency. And if that person is around me, or you are connected to a child, maybe it's like dropping saliva from the mouth. It's like 5-6. Brand new brain for this child. Brand new brain. Brand new brain for these children. It is dawn. Sleep and wake up with a new brain. Abnormal child, today is his birthday and it's 9 years and his brain is not working. Father, give him a birthday gift. Out! Out! Jesus' name! It's okay, it's alright. Calm down, calm down. In the name of Jesus. Brand new brain. Amen. Brand new brain. Amen. It's all right. You remain where you are. Remain where you are. All the parents with any such child, place your hand on the head of the children. I will never believe that there are so many children like that here, except that God reveals it. Father, give the children brand new brains. Amen. In the name of Jesus, they return back with testimony. You don't need to bring them here right now. Brand new brain. Lift your two hands everywhere you are. Brand new brain. Brand new. Lift your hands high. And at the count of three,
you place the hand on your head and scream, I receive. Diverse encounters, healing encounters, deliverance encounters, breakthrough encounters, impartation encounters. Lift your hands. Let it flow.
Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let the fire from the throne. Let it flow. 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 Let the fire from the throne.
Let it flow.
Please let it flow. Let it flow. Hey, hey, hey. Let it flow. Let the fire from the throne. Let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow, let the fire from the throne.
Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow.
Let the fire from the throne.
Sing, let it flow. Let it flow. Sing, let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow.
Let the fire from, let the fire from, let the fire from the throne. Your hands high. Receive an impartation for your hunger, spiritual hunger. Out of the ability shall flow rivers of living water. Your dryness season is over forever. Your dryness season is over forever. Stand him up. Your hands. Your dryness season is over forever. The wild wind spirit that blows the things that are yours is arrested right now. Altar of insanity in the family is cancelled. Fire! The Holy Ghost. Lift your hands high. Lift your hands. Are you ready to receive? Are you ready to receive? When I count up to three, you place your hand on your head and scream. Count up to three in the name of Jesus. Come, let me take off that ring from your hand. Spiritual relationship, spirit husband, whatever it is, molestation.
Go!
Jesus' name. Every covenant on your hand, covenant of your life is broken. Lift your hands high. How are you doing, man? How are you doing? Not very good. Not very perfect. Are you still hearing voices? Voices?
I'm actually not okay. My head, I'm always having
something on the head.
Yes, sir. And in the house where I'm staying, there is something walking around the ceiling, and I have terrible headache, BP.
It is over. That pressure of the mind that the enemy wanted to turn to madness, which failed, trying to recall, has failed again. Fire. Power of the Holy Ghost. Total freedom. Lift your hands high. Are you ready to receive it at the count of three? Touch your toe. Enemy chain on your waist is now broken. Every chain in your body is now broken. Lift up your hands. I want you to ask him and let him tell you all about that. Enemy chain on your waist is... For how long?
More than 23 years now.
More than 23 years. The chain on the waist.
Yes. Moving forward, going backward.
Lift your hands. Fire of the Holy Ghost. It is broken. As for physical symptoms on that waist. Lift up your hands right now. In the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands. And at the count of three, you place it on your head and scream, I receive. Somebody here is receiving a molestation in the dream, but it's not a person, but an animal. Don't be shy. Find out from these two. One, two. The one in the yellow and this one. Lift your hands. At the count of three, you place the hand on your head and scream, I receive. Count of three, in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, place the hand on your head and scream, I receive. Father, what you are dropping, the healing, the deliverance, the miracle, the sign, the wonder, let it be released from the front to the back, all the gallery, everywhere, in the overflows, all locations. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, I receive. Receive, 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 receive. Receive, 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 receive. Receive, receive. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and give him the yes, go ahead and pray and establish it, 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 and establish it. Fire is
burning everywhere. Yokes are breaking everywhere. Chains are breaking. Yes, 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 yes. Stand this guy up. Lift your hands. Spell of failure broken. The next attempt shall be successful. Don't know what attempt that is. Lift your hands and give him the praise. And there is no need to worry. There is no need to fear. The battle may be raging, but the victory is sure. Hey, hey, hey! When you are there. When you are there, 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 when you are there. Lifted. Embargo lifted. Mashiva daga ya 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 ya. Embargo lifted. Every demonic package in your body, every demonic luggage in your body, every anything my Father in heaven has not planted in your life, they are uprooted and returned back to hell. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a clap of hand, a shout of praise. Take your seat 1 minute. Before they tell us what happened here, people that came here with bone situations, lower back pains, crippling conditions, arthritis, joint situations, bone pain crisis, broken bones, so and so on and so forth. The power of God has healed you. If you are in any such condition, you stand up on your feet where you are. Situations that have to do with the bones, with the joints, with situations like that. Maybe you came with a broken bone, twisted leg, couldn't even walk or carry yourself at all. If you came with a cane or a crutch or a stick, you can lift it up. Because God just healed you. Yes, lift that cane up. Yes, lift that up. Now, I'd like you to check yourself because you are healed. Do all the things you couldn't do before. Just do all the things you couldn't do before. That's right. Walk forward. Walk forward if you are able to do all the things you couldn't do before. Walk forward with your cane lifted, with your crutch lifted. That's right. Walk forward. Give the Lord a praise. Wherever you may live, Lord, I will follow you. Your will be done in my life. No. See, they will see on this side. Now listen to this. I want to ask you, this is an international minister's flaming fire conference. Don't shift an inch until the grace is shared. Check yourself now. The pain in the joint is gone. The pain in the bone is gone or whatever. Join them forward. Not just those who have the stick. The pain in the joint is gone. The pain in the bone is gone. The pain in the whatever pain you have is gone. Join them forward here. And right now I take authority over every bone pain condition. Over every broken bone. I take authority over these locations. I command broken bones to be mended. I command dislocated bones to be relocated. I command joints to be healed. I command pains to disappear. In Jesus' precious name. Go on ahead and step forward. Help her. If you came here with a cane or a stick, lift it up as you come. I saw a woman with the umbrella who came here walking with it. Lift it up as you come. Give the Lord the praise. Some of our pastors can attend to this one. And then we'll go here. How many of you came with your expectation form? Please, we have not prayed upon them throughout the conference. And we are going to make declarations on them now. Let's know what happened here. Those coming with healing should go to that side. And those who receive the word should just be here. Let's see what happened here.
Very accurate prophetic words, sir. This is Sister Adobe. You walk to her and said, I take authority over spirit husband relationships. She told me that she had a dream where a man tried to molest her in the dream. And then it resulted into several afflictions. Went to the hospital, they told her she had fatty acid. And then discovered...
Fatty liver.
Myoma. Uterine myoma. Then I had 2 ghastly motor accidents. Yes.
After that evil encounter in the dream. But her word just came now.
Lift up your hands. You will not die. You will live. You will fulfill the purpose of God for your life.
This is Mrs. Emmanuel. You walk to her and say, I take authority over spirit husband molestations. Somebody sleeping between you and your husband. That was what she told me. That is exact experience she's been having.
Really?
Yes, sir. She will see a man sleeping in between herself and her husband.
Oh, no.
And then there have been several issues with the marriage. Terrible conditions, sir. She has remained in that position until she came to church this evening.
She's a man sleeping between,
her and her husband.
Persistently. And that was the word that...
That was the exact word, sir.
Step forward here. Lift up your hands and I speak to you today. Anyone in such a situation where there is a demonic spirit interfering with your marriage, interfering with your home, interfering with your business, today the affliction is go in the name of Jesus. Over. That is the kind of God I want to serve. Not guesswork. Let's go.
Sir, this is our pastor from DIGC Enugu, Ezekiel. You walked to him and you said, I fight on your behalf every idol, altar, ancestral shrine, power of strong native doctor fighting your life, arrows of projection against your life from Nsukka area. Very precise. He said there is this demonic strong man in that locality. Walked to him and said, let me see how this church will grow. He said, severally on bike with his wife and children, God delivered them severally from accident. The man will go, you know, poison the heart of the community not to come to church.
They brought 3 men in front of our church and was showing them the church. After that, I saw where he sent an arrow. I told my wife, this man just sent an arrow to church. Now, let me go to church. Reaching to the church, on the altar like this, I saw white pigeon. We harvested it.
And the pigeon was harvested and killed.
Lift your hands. And we are talking of occultic and witchcraft projection.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations for your freedom. Lift up your hands. In the name of Jesus, I use him as a point of contact. Any pastor here that is battling demonic powers in the neighborhood or any businessman or anybody like that, powers of darkness fighting and attacking the work of your hands, today it is over forever in the name of Jesus.
Sir, very precise and accurate. This is Mrs. Ogechukwu. You said to her, I bring you out of that demonic pot where the enemy kept you, from that demonic shrine. She said she consistently sees herself inside a big pot, struggles to come out.
Wow.
But to no avail. Came into the service today, married for 2 years, all manner of reproductive issue, nothing working, family terribly afflicted, life grounded. And we believe today.
Every word that is for someone here that belongs to you is also your deliverance. Can I announce to anybody whose life has been caged, the enemy has kept your life and destiny in a prison, today you are out, and go and bring forth your children. Somebody shout, I am out. Can you take this one? All right, take this one, and then we'll go in up to the high places to tear that devil's kingdom down.
This brother Ephraim, you said to him, the spell of failure is broken. The next attempt, you shall be successful. Sir, the failure is not just on him, it's on the family. Struggle everywhere. He managed to graduate. I no believe today his life has
changed. Stop. Going up to the high places to tear the devil's kingdom down. Let's go.
Going up to the high places. We're going up to high places. We're going up to the high places to tear the devil's kingdom. We're going up.
Going up to the high places. We're going up to the high. Whose report will you believe? I shall believe it. Whose report will you believe? The meeting, whose report?
Yes, sir. You walked to Sister Peace Noah, pulled her out of the crowd and prayed for her on the aisle. You were addressing water spirits and marine altars, setting them on fire. When I asked her, she says she dreams, seeing herself frequently in the dreams, swimming, with accompanying spirit spouse molestations.
Oh.
And that has occasioned them. She said there is hepatitis in her system. Her three children all diagnosed with hepatitis.
Oh.
She came in to this service, came in for this convention, desperate for a divine encounter.
Oh.
She said she had seen you in a dream of the night where you prayed for her, anointing her. You said to her, daughter, don't worry, everything will be fine. And then in another dream, she saw you serving her Holy Communion. Now, I asked her about the hepatitis. She said there's a set pins with which she came into the service have all gone. Now she's able to do everything she was not able to do before.
Somebody say in the name of Jesus, I am out. Everywhere I have been kept that is not of God, I am out. Completely out.
Sir, this accuracy is frightening. You remember when you went there, you stood amongst them and said, somebody is being molested sexually,
yes,
or not by a
human
by an animal.
Yes.
And nobody indicated
the power
to come out.
She was
the power hitter.
Yeah.
And you passed and you asked me to interview her and one other lady.
Yes.
She said, married for 8 years, 11 miscarriages. And a serpent will come from her father's house and come and meet her and say, why are you carrying, doing another thing, carrying Bible? That she belongs to the serpent. And the serpent will molest her.
Said, serpent molestation.
Her husband, she said her husband saw it the first day they married. Sir, that's not the...
Have you ever heard of serpent molestation? The serpent say you are his wife.
And he said, why am I? Who even asked me to marry?
Eh?
Who even asked me to marry? That before I was born, don't I know he knows everything about me?
Oh my God.
He will turn to a very old man. The old man will laugh. He said, look at our money. You are doing the opposite. You will remain in poverty. You will remain dead. And
answer. She enjoys evangelism. And just 4 days ago, in the dream of the night, she saw a wooden stick painted with white chalk that said, he needs blood. He needs blood. 4 days ago, her elder sister died. Immediate senior sister. And the thing, she saw the same wood again, crying for blood. And her word just came, sir.
You are free. Somebody stand up on your feet. This is a serious matter. Lift your hands and your voice and say, in the name of Jesus, I belong to Jesus. I don't belong to any devil. I owe no devil anything. In the name of Jesus, I shall fulfill God's purpose for my life. Now, power! Be free, be free, be free, be free from that demonic molestation. Be free from that serpentine, occultic ritual molestation. In the name of Jesus.
Take your seat. That's the kind of God I like to serve.
This is Sister Ojonesa. You walked up to her and said, the embargo is lifted. Demonic packages in your body are uprooted. Exact prophetic words, sir. She told me that her, in her family, nothing is working. For herself, for her husband, nothing is working. As she's standing, she had issues with her kidney.
Oh my God.
And the word just came.
Step in here.
Embargo lifted, demonic package uprooted.
Everything they... Now, somebody say, every stranger in my body, you have no place. Can you say it louder? Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every stranger in my body.
Every stranger in my body.
Do you know that medically speaking, there are people who carry things in their body? They are not aware until there is a medical checkup. Today is the end of it. Say, every stranger in my body.
Every stranger in my
today
body.
Today is your end.
Today is your end.
You are living now.
You are living now.
On your mark.
On your mark.
Get set.
Get set.
Shall go.
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 Command that kidney to be healed and be cleared and be cleaned and be cleansed and be whole.
In the name of Dr. Mr. Nature, please come. With you. Is that a pain?
Told me she came with very terrible, excruciating pain. Now she's getting
power.
It's over.
This is Sister Grace Johnson. Very accurate prophetic word. Walked up to her and said, I take authority over that spirit of death. She told me that her brother graduated from UniAgric that same week he died. And then everybody that sees her tells her, you are the next to die. The last church she attended, it was a constant prophetic word for her that she will die.
It's
you
over.
Are the next to die.
It is cancelled.
It is canceled.
The last time you heard about death for you is the last forever. Stand over here. Anyone appointed to die, I declare, you see,
it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. That is why God many times would like to unveil things to take the devil by surprise.
I decree today, everyone appointed to die, every verdict of death that is around your life today, that verdict is cancelled. Cancelled, 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 cancelled. I declare the interception of the demon of death for you today.
all who came from different countries, you return back to your countries in safety. Say amen like a believer. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat.
Sir, this is Mr. Chijioke. The word that came for him was, the chain on your waist is broken. He said, for 36 years now, since 1985, that chain had been there. Always sees it on the waist, tying also.
He sees it.
Yes, in the dream. Tie the waist, tie the leg.
He sees it, ties the waist, ties the leg since
86 years. He said he's from a native doctor family. And he is meant to be the next custodian of that altar.
He was meant to be the next native doctor, or what we call in America, witch doctor. And he decided not to be.
He said no. So, it's more like, since you have refused to service this altar, let's see how far you can go. Millions tied out, can't gain access. Physically, pain on that waist still.
That's right.
Then his word came this morning.
Step over here. How many of you are trusting God to be untied from anything that ties you? Whatever tied your business is untied. Whatever tied that church growth is untied. Whatever tied you down from getting married. That's right. I'm speaking to a young lady right now. Whatever tied you down from getting married. Tied you down from getting a job. Tied you down from stepping into your destiny. The chain is broken, 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 broken. And the millions that are tied down, I declare them released now. And all that God is saying to you is, if you will be very, very faithful to serve Him the way the devil wanted you to serve the devil, you will have no devil to be afraid of. Step forward. High level sacrificial service. Everything that you own and have, covenant it to Jehovah. You will be shocked. It is done. Anyone who is from a strong occultic family or a lineage of demonic powers, today the powers are broken.
Yes. In the same vein, you singled out Pastor Chima from the congregation. And the word that came for him was, whether you are being owed or you are owing, the yoke is broken. The delay of release is broken. Snail speed is arrested. He said before he got into ministry, he was into business. And a lot of his monies are tied down. And then the word located him this morning.
And the snail speed is over.
Ministry is a struggle, sorry to.
Ministry is a struggle. Struggle. Yeah.
Since you touched me.
Okay, now you can stand. Leg affliction for 2 years. Yes, no, you couldn't. Like you stood now. Just run. Give the Lord the praise. Stand over here. Within 7 days' time, somebody here, what you've been expecting that has been delayed, payment that belongs to you that has been tied, within 7 days from today, you will testify. It is released. They are released. Give the Lord the praise.
No,
there's a prophetic action. I'd like you to celebrate the release of resources. Are you going to do that? Stand up on your feet for 2 minutes or 3 minutes.
Come and see what the Lord has done for me. He has taken away my sorrows and I'm free. Hagame pur hallelujah. Hagame pur hallelujah. I say because of Jesus every day I shall arise. Double, double, heavenly blessings. Everybody! Come and see. Everybody. Declare it.
of work. Double, double. Lift your voice and say, Jesus. Everybody say, I am. You're giving me victory. Woman, you know, that's giving you victory.
Shout of praise. If you receive your release, the way you will celebrate God, do it now. One, two, go. Give him a shout of victory. Amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord.
Yes, sir. This is Sister Helen. You walked up to her, and the word that came for her is that spirit molestation is over. She confirmed that word to be very accurate. She's been married for 8 years. And within that 8 years, she has experienced molestation 4 times in the dream. And that led to the pack-up of her marriage last year. After the death of her second child, said the husband just suddenly changed. And since then, I think they separated physically and they are no longer together. And she believes that God has located her finally, and that will lead to the restoration of our marriage.
You are restored. Stretch your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, restore this life. Yes, the ring, I mentioned about the ring, that's the ring of spiritual relationship. It is over. Power of the Holy Ghost, be free, and may your marriage walk in the physical.
So this is Rahama Ibrahim. You walked to her and you said she's hearing voices. Now she said 10 years ago she built a house in Kamajiji. Now when she stepped into the house in the dream of the night, she saw a dragon flew into the ceiling. And then she started hearing voices and noise. And anytime the noise starts, it will be a particular part of her head that will be aching. She came in that condition with headache and then numbness on the legs. At the instance of that word, all the pains are gone and now she's free.
Congratulations.
Now she says, sir, that she's the only Christian from her family.
Oh.
Yes, sir. Little others are from the other religion.
Congratulations. Do you know why I said so? Because you are not mad. That is what the devil wants. Congratulations. And you remain normal. Come, let me lay hands on her head. Jesus' name, you are free from that agenda of hell. In Jesus' name.
So we can call this spiritual scan. You said to him that your hunger is that you came hungry to be satisfied. And number two, you said dryness is over. Number three, you said the wild wind that blows away what is yours is also arrested. Number four, you said the altar of insanity is also arrested. He confirmed by saying that he came here with up and down spirituality. As you mentioned that word, fire entered him. Number two, he said dry as much as he couldn't pay to come to this place. He's struggling financially. Number three, he said he married 3 years ago at the age of 42. Now, he doesn't have a house to stay. He's living in his wife's house. In the family house of the wife. That is where he's living right now. Nothing is working. He's an evangelist. And number four, he said the stepfather that raised him died a madman.
Wow. Step over here. Lift up your hands. In the name of Jesus.
Sir, he said that a month ago, you appeared to him and said, I prepared a table before you. You didn't come. But now, don't miss this one.
Wow. Somebody give the king the shout of praise.
You are quiet because it is not you. Just imagine that you are the one standing here and I prophesy upon you where you are. Whatever belongs to you tonight is released. Is released. Is released. Is released. The dryness is over.
Amen.
The limitation is over.
Amen.
Embargo lifted.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Give the Lord the praise.
Sister Joy here had a bike accident in December 2020. And she said the tile was broken. That it lapped on it on themselves. And they had to use iron, a metal, to straighten it up. And after the operation was, it was actually operated upon. Afterwards, on her knee was here, pains. She couldn't bend it because of the pain she feel there. Now, while the prayer was on, she realized that the pain, the leg is now free, the pain is gone, and she could walk without the aid of this.
How did you walk when you came? Show us how you walk with it. Okay, you had to support the leg because of the pain on it. You can move without it now. Give the Lord the praise. And there is still a metal bracing inside. Father, thank you. Lift your hands. Help her. Jesus' name. It is over. If I get two or three more testimonies, we can then rush to the next level.
Yes, sir. This is Sister Chingy. She came into service with arthritis that lasted for 2 years and waist pain. She said, when you say, place your hand on your head and shout, I receive. She placed her hand on her head and shouted, I receive. Shouted, I receive. And the pain in the waist took off. She said she can walk properly now for 2 good years.
It is over. Walk there. Give the Lord the praise. Come over here. Come back. Lift up your hands.
Touch me with your hands. Oh Lord, touch me with your hands.
Masha Tatalaba.
Oh Lord, touch me with your hands. Lion of Judah, touch me with your hands.
Jesus, please don't let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hand.
Oh Lord, please don't let me go
the way I came today. Touch me with your hand.
Yes, sir. Our sister here came into the service today with knee problem. Since 2016, couldn't bend that nail. And then at the back there, say L1, L2, form of dislocation or so, she couldn't bend at all.
Yes.
While you were declaring her blood condition and going, yes, sir. Now, right now, she can bend. All the pain
congratulations.
Gone. Totally healed.
Lift up your hands. What we see in the physical house is spiritual. I don't know why, but I take authority over the serpentine spirit. You have no place in this body and in this life and in this family.
Act! Jesus' name! Be free completely! Be free completely! Be free completely! Be free completely! Be free completely!
What happened to her?
Sir, 26 years ago when she was born, she came out with a fractured hand, left hand.
Oh, she came out, she was
came out,
born.
Had a birth injury. When she came out, the left hand was fractured.
Were they pulling? The nurses pulled the hand.
Yes, pulled the hand.
Pulled the hand and fractured the hand
fractured
at birth.
The hand. Since then, she has not been able to flex the hand.
Where was the fracture? Are you with her?
is the elder. She came all the way from Aba.
Really?
The elder sister. Why you gave
at
the word?
Place here,
yes, the left
birth.
From birth, 26 years ago.
Yes.
Why you gave the word that fractured bones were being mended? Power landed on that hand, and now she can lift up the hand for the first time in 26 years.
Otherwise, how were you? How was it before? It's just like this. Just like this.
Can't bend to the back.
And can't go to the back.
Yes.
Neither could it go up for any reason.
In here.
Really? Do what you couldn't do with it before now. Really? Can you give the Lord a big clap? Do you know the meaning of that to you? Anything that followed you from your birth, are you ready for this? Every negative tendency, negative infirmity that followed you from the womb of your mother, whatever is negative following you from the womb of your mother, today
it is over.
Over. Something happened to her. He touched me. He touched me, and oh, what joy that fills my soul. Something happened, and now he touched me. He taught me. Hello. Oh, it was so good. Something happened, and now I know it touched me and made me whole. And you are the savior of my soul. A Jesus, my Jesus, you are the savior of my soul. You are the savior of my soul. What happened?
So while you prayed for this sister a while ago, she is a foreign delegate from Cameroon. You said you saw something like a serpentine altar, and I did ask her. She said, yes, most of the time she sleeps, she sees snakes in her sleep. And that word was precise to a fault.
Congratulations. It is over. Dr. Roberts, I don't know whether that is strange to you, but we have a lot of powers of the enemy that in Africa that manifests in different ways, torments people. Somebody could have a waist pain physically, but then that is something in the realm of the spirit sent by a witch doctor, a juju priest, manifested like a snake or something around the waist. You deal with that in the realm of the spirit, and then it's healed in the physical. I'm sure that in America they don't have such things. They have different demons. different sets of drug and other kinds of demons. Something happened. What happened to this sister? I'll pray for her still. What happened to her?
Sir, this is a very drastic divine intervention for Sister Fola Shade. 2016, her elder brother died of cancer. And then for the past 4 years, she too came down with an affliction that was later diagnosed 2 years ago to be colorectal cancer.
Oh.
Yes, sir. She's gone through chemotherapy and had a radiotherapy and a colostomy diversion. So she has a colostomy bag.
Right now.
Right now.
Do you know the meaning of that? She has a colostomy bag right now, so she's not defecating through the normal route. It's coming out through the abdomen now. She has a tube now that takes her stuff out from the abdomen. That's right there.
She couldn't sit, couldn't stand, couldn't do nothing. Was assisted into this service tonight by three people. They carried her into the service, and she was lying down all the way at the back there. While you were ministering and made declarations that whatever you couldn't do before, begin to do it right now. Right there, where she was lying down, the power of God landed on her, located her there, and she stood up. All the pains with which she came into the service have disappeared. When I wanted to test whether she could walk, she started running. She's able to sit, able to walk.
That was carried here as an invalid.
Carried here into
you
the
carried
service.
Her here.
Yes, sir. This is her husband.
Husband.
That usher there testified.
Is there any other person who saw where she was lying down? Oh, on the gallery up there. The second level.
She said the devil did everything to stop them from coming.
To sit down is a problem.
To lie down is a problem. But I managed to lie down. Trust. When the ministration was going, I wanted to look at those people that are singing. I was not able to stand up. I was lying down there. Don't dance it, dance it, dance it. You wanted to help us to secure it. I said, I cannot sit down.
Story.
I'm looking for where to lie down. Because I cannot.
And now the power of God hits her. And you
able to do everything. Glory to God.
And she's even running, not just walking or trying to stand up. She could not walk. For how long?
She's been down for a very long time. After the radiotherapy, she became so weak. We didn't even want to come to them because of our state was really bad tonight. We didn't want to come at all because she was so weak.
What a mighty, mighty. This is very drastic. Lift up your hand. Okayode. Oh, that's your sister. It's well with you. It's well with you.
She's the one
that
died of cancer 2016. And now she's
diagnosed
of cancer.
Lost a brother, the immediate senior. And then the immediate senior of this one died of cancer 4 years ago. And the devil wants to kill this one of cancer again. Can you people please stand up on your feet? The healing is done. But I want you to take authority over every negative family pattern. Every negative family cycle in your own life, in your own family. I remember that time. Swear. In the name of Jesus, pray after me. Say, Father, today
I come before you
to reject
and refuse
every negative pattern,
every negative family pattern
in my life,
around my family,
pattern
of premature death,
pattern
of marital failure,
pattern
of struggles,
pattern
of stagnation,
I reject you. In the name of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every negative pattern around my life.
You are broken.
You are destroyed.
By the fire
of the Holy Ghost.
Now.
Destroyed by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. The reproach is over.
Amen.
The reproach is over.
Amen.
you don't bury another person of cancer.
Amen.
Father, thank you for this healing is done. Thank you for this deliverance is done. Thank you for this breakthrough is done. Thank you because the enemy has lost the battle. The battle for this soul. The battle for this life. Blessed be your name. Father, let the anal and rectal and colorectal region heal back. Let the colostomy be discontinued. And let her pass stool through the normal avenue. Let every cancer cell die in the body. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Every cell of cancer die. Life is released. In the name of Jesus. We have so many people standing to testify. If we continue, we may not be able to leave here this morning. Several bone conditions healed here. Can we all stand up on our feet, everybody? Do you have your expectation form? While you are standing, pick it up.
So we have testimonies from locations that are viewing online live.
Broken bone mended, patients Akogo. Sister patients, this is testimony from Lagos Central. Was involved in an Asterical issue of Lagos Central Church on the 12th of April, 13th of April 2021. And then the bone of her hand was broken into two. She could not move the hand since then, and she came to the service in that condition. While the senior pastor was making declarations on bone condition, the power of God hit her. She fell under the anointing. The bone was mended immediately. Now she can move the hand. Glory be to God. Can you show us Lagos Central Church? And if it is possible, you can show us the sister patients waving her hands to confirm. Right? I mean the Lagos Central Church. And if it is possible to show us the sister that had the healing. Can we stand up on our feet, everybody? Stand up on our feet, everybody. Be upstanding one minute. Yes. Yes, eye open. Yes. Show us all those miracles. What happened here?
Sir, our brother has been diagnosed. They told him that the two kidneys failed. He was here during the morning due and went back for dialysis. Cannot stand. Never stood for a very long time. Cannot sit. Very weak. He will, even when he stands, they will hold him on two hands, two places. But sir, as the word kept coming, our brother himself stood. He's been standing here. He came out on his own.
Walk up. Walk back down. Walk back here. Walk back. And what I want you to do, go and use your kidney. Go and urinate. Lift your hand.
Amen.
Go and make urine.
Amen.
Power! Father, two brand new kidneys be released in Jesus' name.
Let me start from here. 35 years arthritis from the waist and the knee. Couldn't heal. Now, this papa here went to to pick palm kernel, and he said he loaded in the wheelbarrow. As he was about to move it, a bird flew and hit him four times. An evil bird hit him four times. The impartation was stroke on the right side and blindness of the right eye. That happened February.
Stroke on the right side, blinded on the right eye.
Yes, sir. And you said God is taking, you took authority over bone conditions and so on. Now he couldn't lift his hand. Now the hand is lifting. He couldn't lift his hand before. Now he's lifting the hand.
And he can see
the blind eye is open.
Close this. See me. What I do? Somebody give the Lord a praise. Can we celebrate the King of Kings 1 minute? Celebrate.
Deafness for 2 years. Couldn't hear in these 2 years. For 2 years.
2 years.
Yes, sir. Woke up and realized you couldn't
woke
hear
up
again.
Deaf.
Yes, sir. But
even my voice.
You couldn't hear even your own voice.
My voice
for 2 years.
For 2 years.
Deaf mute.
Yes.
Say Jesus.
So today I started hearing your voice. I can hear people shouting.
Now.
Yes.
Okay. Say what I said. Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, hallelujah. Say what I say. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Open. That's right. Give the Lord a big clap of hand here. A big clap of hand here. And these are tests. Can you, now, do you have your expectation in your hand? Or it's on your seat? All right. When we begin to dance now, dance back to your seat. Your testimonies are permanent. Celebrate the King of Kings. 1 minute. Let's go. Give the Lord a praise. Wave your expectation. Let's see. Whatever you are expecting from God, wave it. Let's see. Excellent. Drop it on the ground in front of you or under your seat and make sure that nobody steals it. And take your seat. And then just 15 minutes, I'll say a word or two, and then we'll stand up very quickly and pray. We have received the word for tonight. But very quickly, Joel chapter 2, verse 23 to 27. Joel 2, 23 to 27. Be glad then, ye children of Zion. Somebody give the Lord a shout of rejoicing. For he has given you the former rain moderately. And he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the fats shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent among you. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God, which has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. Very quickly, in 10 to 15 minutes, what is the effect of the rain? Like I said, there is no movement out. You hold your peace until the last grace is shown. Those moving towards the goodness gate, just a trickle of people, I don't know if it's restroom, they are going, just sit down, ushers at that end, ensure that that movement is stopped, because there's two important things to do before we close, until we go. The effect of the rain, when the latter and the former rain falls, what do we expect? Number one, the explosion of the word. He said, your floors shall be full of wheat.
Wheat is the precursor for bread. And bread is a symbol of the word. A word explosion. When the rain falls, the word must explode. Every revival that does not come along with the explosion of the word will not last. Anything that is built on only gifts has no future. God's mercy and God's agenda is to give us word insight in the seasons of revival. Number two is the explosion of the flow of the Spirit. It is, and the fats shall be full of wine. Wine talks about the flow of the Spirit, the flow of the supernatural. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. What wine is in the physical is what the Spirit is. This is where we have the explosion of the manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit. The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, the sign of spirits. Working of miracles, miracle working faith. The gifts of prophecy, diversity of tongues, interpretation of tongues. It's an explosion. Number three is the explosion of the anointing. Wine and oil. The anointing becomes stronger in the season of the rain. Apostolic anointing, prophetic anointing, evangelistic anointing, pastoral anointing, teaching anointing, miracle working anointing. Number four, which is very important for all of us, is the restoration of years. The restoration of years. In this situation, what the enemy stole throughout your lifetime can be restored in a year. I will restore to you the years. There are people seated here today. There are things Satan took from you and took from your father's house. I announce, I decree, and I prophesy, they are restored. They shall be restored. They are restored. Part of the restoration of years is the capacity to achieve in 1 year what people used to achieve in 30 years. Is to achieve in a very short time. I believe that the end time revival is going to happen such that a man steps into a nation and the nation is on fire under 24 hours, under 72 hours. It just arrived like a volcano, arrived like a tsunami. And before you can say, praise the Lord, a whole nation is just quaking. Because one revival flame of fire just arrived. We don't have eternity to fulfill destiny. A quick walk will the Lord do and cut it short in righteousness. We are in the days when God is about to speed up things. Speed up things in your life. Speed up things in your ministry. Speed up things in our nation. Speed up things in our generation. If somebody is about to see the kind of speed you never saw before, you will shout the loudest, amen. That's right. And under the next 3 months, this is a prophecy. 3 months takes us to November. It takes us to 25th anniversary. Within the next 3 months, extranatural speed, supernatural speed. Hey! What you have not been able to see in 3 years, what you have not been able to see even in 10 years. Somebody here, you've been pastoring for 10 years, you don't have a church structure. Within the next 3 months, God is going to give you property that will amaze you. What you have not been able to see in 10 years, in 3 years, in 7 years, what your father did not see in his lifetime, within the next few months, God will be ushering you into that realm. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Lift your right and say, in the name of Jesus, I am experiencing supernatural speed, unusual speed, the restoration of years. I am experiencing it now. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. This is another thing that will happen. When you take one step within the next 3 months, you will see the result of 100 steps. It will appear as if you took 100 steps. It will appear as if you took 1,000 steps. It will appear as if you took 500 steps. Effort is going to begin to produce very drastic effect. That is the theme of this convention. The reign of revival. The restoration of years. Somebody felt, I have been left behind. Get ready. The speed of the overtaker is coming. He said, pursue, overtake, and without fail, recover. Hey! The speed of the overtaker is coming upon you. Lift your voice and say, Father, I receive the restoration of years. Dr. Robert Leadon will tell us that Smith Wigglesworth's wife was more fervent in the spirit before Smith, such that Smith was still a drunkard and would lock her out for going to church. But when Smith came in, he just shifted to a dimension that was far beyond whatever the wife knew. Paul the apostle was the latecomer that became the frontliner. Somebody shifting forward, say amen. Say a louder amen. Say the Lord must amen.
Lift your hands, say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the restoration of years.
Number 5 is the explosion of supplies. You shall eat in plenty. In Acts of the Apostles, there was not anyone among them that lacked, because there was both supplies and generosity. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. The season of struggle, ministerially and financially, is over forever. Every pastor that is here, let me give you about 5 to 7 keys
to ministry finances. This structure was built debt-free. Not a loan. Not an overdraft. Millions of dollars. That translates to, calculate it in our own naira. The roof is in millions of dollars. The roof alone. Not to talk of the bare ground. The bare ground. That one was plenty, plenty. Number one. That is 5A. Possess a God-first attitude. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. Number B. Possess a strong revelation of supernatural supplies. Strong insight. Because the things that are revealed are the things that are released. Deuteronomy 29:29. Third, exist as a committed covenant practitioner. Obeying the law of giving and receiving, sowing and reaping. Genesis 8:22. Was that number three? Number four. Secure and open heaven over the ministry through the practice of tithing and giving. The ministry as a whole. Not just you as an individual giving, but the ministry. There is personal tithe and there is corporate tithe. You tithe as a person, give as a person. The ministry gives as an organization. Your company gives as an institution. Malachi chapter 3 verse 8 to 10. 5. Are you ready for 5? Take the lead in the practice of giving and sacrifice. The pastor, the leader, the person who is the president, take the lead in the practice of sacrifice and giving. Take the lead. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, from verse 1 all the way to verse 5, David talked about his giving. How he gave so much, and he said, and who will follow my example? A non-tithing pastor will produce a non-tithing church. A non-giving pastor will produce a non-giving church. When you call for sacrifice, you should be ahead. Never take an offering with an empty hand. Bring your offering, and your own hand is empty. That is an abomination. You take the lead. Am I communicating at all? Number 6. Teach the people scriptural principles of supernatural supplies. Teach them. You can only expect where you have impacted. Teach the people
the laws. Don't just ask people to give. Let them know why. Teach them. Six or seven now. Continuously release the blessing of the Lord upon the people. Continuously. On this wise shall the priest bless the people. Having taught the people, let the blessing rest upon them, rest on the work of their hands, rest on their effort, so that they can practice the teaching. That was Numbers chapter 6, verse 23 to 27. Was that point number 7? 8. Absolutely look away from every human source. Absolutely look away from every human source. Never make a man. I've said that before. The sponsor of your ministry. In Genesis chapter 14, verse 18, all the way to verse 21. Go on. Go on. Go on. And the king of Sodom said, give me the persons and take the goods for thyself. And Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have lift up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe lashed, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou should say, I have made Abraham rich. Look away from human pockets. Was that number 7? Was that number 7? That was number 8. Am I communicating at all? Respect everybody, but look to no one but God. 9. Absolutely trust God for supernatural supplies, having looked away from man. Absolutely trust God. I will look up to the hills from whence cometh my help. Psalm 121, verse 1 to the end. My help cometh from the Lord. Absolutely. Do you know what this will make you do? When you absolutely look up to God, you will completely escape the trap of begging and borrowing. In most places, borrowing is normal, but it is an anti-covenant practice because the borrower is always the servant of the lender. And it says, be not servants of men. Hallelujah. Was that number 9? Number 10. Continuously praise God for what He brings. Continuously. Continuously praise God. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And Jesus lifted the 5 loaves and 2 fishes and gave thanks and He multiplied. You want to see financial multiplication? Be given to appreciation. Don't keep saying the money we get in the offering is not enough to do anything in ministry. Let me tell you, if you depend on offering, you will be frustrated. If you depend on offering, you may end frustrated. Because my God shall supply all your needs according to the Sunday offering count.
Hallelujah. He can make somebody who doesn't come to church at all to give an offering that cannot be counted in the to give a seed that can't be counted in the church offering for 1 year. That is when he is, I'm not talking theory. That is when he is made the source, the supplier. Somebody say amen. And every time you come to an occasion like this, make it an opportunity to drop something. An opportunity to link up with grace that is available. And you see, when the river flows into an ocean, it cannot dry. Very, very important. Don't wait until they say, oh, want to take a sacrifice. If you have this gift, don't you wait to just don't just give sacrificially, live sacrificially. Sacrificial living is superior to sacrificial giving. If it is not called, you call it by yourself. Somebody say amen. This is one of the syllabuses, one of the things we're meant to handle in the afternoon sessions. The afternoon sessions that could not hold because of the overlap of the service. I see somebody on your way returning back to where you have come from. You will meet a supernatural supply that will amaze you. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Take your seat. Did you gain anything from that just now? Go and work on it. Work it out. When we come next time, I'll talk more about wisdom. Management wisdom, the avoidance of waste and so on. But we don't have the time right now. So number five is the explosion of supplies. Number six, the explosion of joy and fulfillment. They shall eat and be satisfied. I'll need to round off now. The explosion of joy and fulfillment in the Lord. Everywhere there is a revival, there is joy explosion. Number seven, the explosion of the wonders of God. God who dealt wondrously. When the rain falls, the wonders multiply. The wonders multiply. The wonders multiply. Number eight. It is the explosion of honor and dignity. My people shall know honor, not shame. The church will become dignified, even though there will be persecutions. There may be persecutions. But in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5, verse 13, in the revival, they said, people did not easily join themselves to them. They placed them in a class of their own. The people magnify them. Those who are angry that churches, pastors, and Christians are so respected and honored, they have seen nothing yet. You heard yesterday that jet owners considered it an honor to make Catherine Coleman fly their jet, private jet, to crusade grounds in various places. We have done crusades before. We had three private jets were waiting on us. I'm sure some of you who went with us in Akwa Ibom State, you saw that. They were struggling for... You know what we did? I told one of them, I said, we followed this one to go. Please, just permit us to follow the other one to come. Our luggage can remain here. So that these people don't feel bad. Three. So cameramen enter the jet. What else? Media people enter the jet. Sound engineers, ushers, some ushers, some protocol officers. They were there. Those who are saying that the church has seen honor, we have seen nothing yet. I prophesy to somebody here.
Every trace of shame in your life is uprooted right now. It's cleaned out. It's deleted. Shout the loudest. Amen. And number 9 is the explosion of the knowledge of God. One miracle can preach 1,000 sermons. Is the explosion of the knowledge of God. People begin to know God like never before. They know Him from the preaching, and they know Him from the miracles. Finally, number 10 is the explosion of the climate of His presence. They will know that the Lord is in the midst of you. The explosion of the climate of His presence. Where you move and you can feel God. There is something in the air. Something that makes you to feel God. Somebody say aloud, amen. A feelable, tangible presence of God. And what is the key to all this revival? We were told yesterday, let the priest and the ministers of the Lord weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people. Repentance, praying. Repentance, praying. Repentance, praying. Lord, forgive us, forgive our land, forgive our nation. We need this rain. And then it makes the rain to fall. Stand up on your feet everywhere you are. Take your seat as if the standing up took you by surprise, so you can stand up well with a bigger shout. Now, stand on your feet with a shout of praise. Lift your hands high up. We are going to do 3 things and we are done this morning. Lift your hands up and begin to give Him the praise. Lift your hands and give Him the praise. Give Him the praise. Give Him the praise. We are going to lift up our expectation. We are going to do the torchlight thing again. And thirdly, we shall receive those who need to make their way right with God. Lift up your hands now with the expectations lifted up. Just begin to thank God. If you don't have an expectation, just lift up your bare hand.
How great is our God? Sing with me. How great is our God? All will see how great.
Wave it up.
How great is our God. How great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, sing. All will see, all will see how great is our God.
Lift it high up now. Before I make declarations, everyone that is here this morning on this ground, lift it up still. On this ground, in all the levels of the gallery, including those watching on the satellite or the internet, you want to make your ways right with Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You say, Pastor, I want to repent. Anywhere you are, pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus. Say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I need you in my life. Save me. Change me. Deliver me.
from the power of darkness. Help me to live for you, Lord. And thank you, Master. In Jesus' name. Amen. Those who pray that prayer, can you wave your hand? Let me see you. Wave it. All right, quickly rush to the front here. From all the gallery levels, rush to the front here. I'll give you the count of 15. While they are doing that, the rest of us, you are just waving your papers and just trusting God to put a seal on what you have received so far. I'll give you the count of 15. Don't be the last to come. Be the first to come and hand over your life to Jesus tonight. One. Quickly, don't be the last to come, be the first. Two. Three. Four. Five. I live for Jesus. Six. Day after day. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. 11. 12. 13. 14. 15. Just 1 minute. We'll be still. At the praise and power gate there. Ushers, what are you doing there? Movement is restricted until we have shared the grace. Hallelujah. If you are bound by an addiction, tobacco smoking, pornographic life, drunkenness, or any such lifestyle, and you want to be free, also rush to the front here. I'll give you another count of 15. Again, wave these papers in your hand and just begin to thank God for what is therein. One, again. Go ahead.
Give him your life.
Two, quickly come forward.
Give him your life.
And make it right with Jesus.
Give him your life. He's waiting for you. Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life. Give him your
life.
Why don't you give him your life? Give him your life. Give him your life. Why don't you give him your life? Give him your life. Give him your life. Why don't you give him your life? Give him your love. Give him your love. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Give him your love. Give him your love. Hallelujah. It is done. Wave it to the King of Kings now. Can you use your two hands? So you on your touch with one hand and then leave the paper with another hand. That's right. That's right. That's right. Every trace of darkness on that expectation is dissolved. Go ahead and pray in the spirit for a moment. Shatatatata. In the name of Jesus. Lift it high up. First of all, I release the blessing upon everyone who has come from far and near. Everyone who has come from Nigeria and from around the world. Jehovah God shall take you back safely. The Bible said the servant to return with joy. With joy you shall return. Everyone here today, trusting God for a testimony, your testimonies are permanent. Everything written on your papers and expectation has now turned into your manifestation. It has become your experience. The angels of restoration, angels of the covenant that minister here on this altar and upon this ministry, they are released on assignment on your behalf. And they are released to release your results. Angels of divine encounter that visit people in the dream of the night and change their stories, they are released upon your case. As you sleep and wake up this morning, you shall have diverse positive supernatural encounters in the name of Jesus. Whatever is a mystery around your life, Jehovah shall unveil it. Every light, revelation, or insight you need to change your story, Jehovah shall release it for you. I call it dawn. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' precious name. Still wave the light for 1 minute more, and then you hear what I'm about to say. Hey, what a sea, what a sea of light, a sea of light. I decree that your family, your light, your business, your marriage shall be flooded with light. Nigeria shall be flooded with light. The states of Nigeria shall be flooded with light. Your nation shall be flooded with light. Your country shall be flooded with light. In the name of Jesus.